Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 7th through the 9th at River Spirit Expo. All the latest for farm and ranch from 370 exhibitors, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars presented by WW Livestock. Test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower and be ready to bid at the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
Just ahead of the OSU K-State football game this last Saturday, Oklahoma Agriculture celebrated with the completion of the Oklahoma State University Foundation Seed Stocks warehouse and office facility just west of Stillwater on Highway 51. The new building includes a warehouse, cold room, machinery shed, offices, 20,000 square feet worth of warehousing space now for the OSU Wheat Foundation seed stocks, including those varieties from Oklahoma Genetics. Dr. Tom Kuhn, Division of Agriculture Dean, says this building a next step in serving Oklahoma and the Southern Great Plains agricultural community better.
One of the things I like about it is that it really reflects where the university is going. It's not about what we've done. Certainly, we've got tremendous accomplishments, and our wheat improvement team is the best in the country by far in terms of what they've put out. But what it represents is the university looking at itself as an engine, a driver of economic development. In this case, with respect to the genetics of wheat in particular, but peanuts and other crops as well, and using that technology to help create opportunities for Oklahomans to be more successful in their farming operations, and then it pays all the way through the supply chain to the millers, the bakers, and the consumers ultimately get the benefit of this. So it really shows us trying to be more entrepreneurial, if you will, in trying to get products that we're developing that can help transform Oklahoma.
Dean of the Division of Agriculture, Dr. Tom Kuhn. Latest cattle on feed report out this last Friday afternoon showing yet another increase, a move higher on placements compared to a year ago. This one up 10.2%. Now, that was not at the high end of expectations, but definitely slightly above the average expectations that the trade had. Marketing's higher by about 6%. That was in line with expectations. Overall, total supplies as of the 1st of November, 6.3% over last year, slightly above the trade expectations of 5.7% above a year ago. Bigger feedlot numbers reflective of the larger mama cow herd that we've been building over the last couple of years, producing more calves, getting more of those calves into the feedlots. That's increasing the overall tonnage of beef going out into the marketplace domestically and internationally. Up to this point, beef demand holding pretty good. The key is to keep promoting that beef and moving that beef successfully through the pipeline aggressively. From the calendar, it's back to Oklahoma State University's campus in Stillwater later today, where a retirement reception being held to celebrate Dr. James Trapp's career at OSU as head of OSU Extension. He retires at the end of the year. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's the 36th annual Oklahoma Select Bull Sale and Super Bowl competition, Saturday, December 2nd at the Atoka Livestock Auction in Atoka, Oklahoma. The sale gets underway at noon and features 100 breeding-age bulls, both limousine and limb flex. The sale is being managed by American Cattle Services. For more information, call Ken Holloway at 580-581-7652 or go to the website www.americancattleservices.com for more information and an online catalog, www.americancattleservices.com.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.